It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
There is something about the people here, an ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Jonah Antonio, and you're listening to The Mayhem, Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
We are here at halftime at Notre Dame, Mount St. Mary's, here on the road tonight. My name is Adam Pohl, and I'm joined by Mount St. Mary's senior in Greg Alexander. Greg, talk to me about trying to turn the page on last season. I know last year meant so much to you, even individually, because you'd worked so hard, 2 years at ECU, then, of course, a transfer year off, and to really get to realize the dream of playing and being a big part of rotation and having such a successful season, it had to mean so much to you.
Yeah, it meant a lot, man. Just coming into this year, we can't really dwell on our success last year. We had our time to enjoy it. Now we have a completely new-look team. So it's time to bring those guys along and just try to do it all again.
For yourself, that first game, you were, of course, at Marquette, and it had to be such a valuable experience to your teammates. What did you see from them? Because you had so many freshmen or redshirt freshmen that played in their first collegiate game.
Yeah, it was exciting finally getting those guys on that stage because Omar, he's my roommate. Mm-hmm. And he was talking before the game. It was like, wow, man, like, have you played Marquette today? And it was so funny because, like, I don't really feel that way anymore just because of all the things that we've seen. But, like, I know how he feels, and that's how a lot of the guys feel. It's a lot of mixture of excitement and nervousness and all that. But it seems like the guys are getting the jitters out pretty early.
Talk to me about being one of the big leaders on this team.
It's not really a new thing. It kind of reminds me of my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. Coming from my junior year, I was behind a great player in Josh Fortune. And in my senior year, I stepped into that leader role right away. And it seems to happen a little bit easier when it's something you have to do, you know. So I feel like I did have a choice, but I felt like I didn't. If this team is going to have the same success and even more success than last year, then I had to do something different, so I had to step into that leader role.
For yourself, looking into this season and trying to attain that success, it's interesting because you were injured a little bit as well in the off season leading into the year, and not being able to practice all together as a unit. It seems like you guys have healed up at the right time, but these games are so important in trying to gel and find that rhythm.
Yeah, they're very important. Of course, it probably didn't help that all three of our seniors were injured leading up into the season. But, I mean, we're still trying to find our identity, and I feel like that would have been the case anyway with all the new faces. But I think even while we're still trying to find ourselves, we're playing really well together. It's actually, it's still mayhem, but we play, like, a lot different than last year's club. We like we're moving the ball a lot more and like spreading the floor a lot. So it's gonna be pretty exciting once we just get it all figured out.
And I feel like that plays into your game as well. We saw how outstanding of a three-point shooter you were. You had one of the top 10 three-point shooting seasons for a Mount player in the history of this program, which is pretty remarkable. And the way you're playing, like you just said, with the kind of ball movement, it really plays into getting more open three-point looks.
It definitely does. Guys like myself and John Antonio and Omar, we spread the floor a lot. And the thing is, it plays into our favor because a lot of people don't really know guys like Jonah yet.
Right.
Of course, they will. They will very soon. But guys like him and I, we affect the game without even touching the ball because they know the shooting threat that we are. So they have to spread the floor, which just leaves more room for guys like Junior Robinson and Don to just create and make plays for everybody. So that's just a huge threat. Just having literally that presence on the floor it helps us a lot.
And a similar thing is that when you have multiple shooters, they can't just focus on taking one three-point shooting threat out of the game. And it seems like that's what you guys have. If those three players on the floor at the same time, all of a sudden, who are you going to guard?
Exactly. When we go small, we have literally all shooters on the floor from top to bottom. It's Junior, it's myself, it's Jonah, it's Bobby, and it's Don. Mm-hmm. So, and like all shooting threats. So we're gonna be pretty tough to handle for a lot of teams. Our shooting just comes from everywhere. So like going down the line, we're gonna be a force to be reckoned with in our league.
Lastly, off the court, you're a guy that really likes to bring people together. And talk to me about the camaraderie on this team. I know everyone, there's so many young players, so many new faces. Everyone's trying to kind of find their way and find their role. And it's really up to the senior class to try to keep everybody on that same page moving forward.
Yeah, we talked to them a lot about this before the season, about because guys like me, Ray, Man Jr., we've all been there being one of the younger players in the team, feeling like we didn't really have a voice, and I told these guys, I'm like, hey, I mean, I'm a leader, but if you see something I'm doing wrong that I don't see, you can tell me and I'm going to listen to you. I'm not going to be like, oh, you're just freshman, you don't know anything, and that's how I felt when I was in their shoes. I'm like, I just kind of like, stood back and, stayed in my quote unquote lane. But I mean, we're all basketball players. We're all on the same team, on the same level, making the same amount of no money, So if you see anything, just don't be afraid to lead. When you see fit, that's pretty much the point we're trying to get across to them.
Well, thank you so much, Greg. We're really looking forward to this senior year for you, and keep it going.
No problem.
That's great,
folks. That's Greg Alexander. What an impressive young man. Senior guard for Mount St. Mary's, just about getting ready to go here with the second half as Mount St. Mary's trailing at Notre Dame by a 40-32 score. They are in this game. Notre Dame finished strong with a 20-9 run to end that first half here at the home of the Irish, Purcell Pavilion. Quick look around other scores. There's only one other game currently for an NEC team. LIU Brooklyn, they are playing at Fordham, and in New York City, Fordham is on top, 42-31 at halftime. Wagner is in Missouri tonight, a 9 o'clock tip. Robert Morris is at Grand Canyon out west, and St. Francis of Pennsylvania takes on San Francisco. So kind of a unique slate of games for Northeast Conference opponents as we get ready for the second half of play. And I believe it'll be Mount basketball here to open the second half. Once again, Notre Dame on top, 40-32. Mount St. Mary's leading scorer, Junior Robinson, has 12 points on 5 of 7 shooting, 2 of 4 from downtown. And Bonzi Colson's been outstanding, 16 points and 6 rebounds to lead the Irish. Here comes the Mount, left to right on your radio dial. We're underway with the second half. The Mount down 8 with the ball. They run a weave up top. Here's Carey to his right. Finding Gomes. Knocked away. And stolen by Notre Dame. Here come the Irish. Lead pass Farrell. Right wing Gibbs. Gibbs to his left. On the drive. Into the lane. Handing it off. Foul and a bucket for Martinez Gabin. Now that's tough for the Mount. Jonah Antonio getting that foul. And for Jonah, that's going to be his third foul. Right out of the gate, 19 seconds into the half. And now Gebbin, a chance to finish off a three-point play. The big guy started this game, played only 7 minutes, but he hits. And this is the largest lead of the game for Notre Dame, their first time with a double-digit advantage. On top, 43-32, Antonio stays in with three fouls. Carey getting a screen, now backing up with the basketball a bit, has nowhere to go with it, and he's in some trouble, hands it now to Junior Robinson, guarded by the much bigger Pfluger, a 6'6" guard. As Junior now to his left, jump pass, finding Planunas. Planunas on the drive, stopping, shot blocked away by Colson. Ball's on the floor, Colson's got it. Here comes Notre Dame. Colson bouncing ahead for Gibbs, going in to carry, blocking foul. And Gibbs will go to the line to shoot two. And Jamie and Christian takes off his jacket and kind of tosses it down. Greg Alexander will now check in for the Mount. As Notre Dame, a great denial there by Colson. And they are getting to the line early in this second half, as they did with great magnitude in the first, as the free throw good. And they shot 13 free throws in the first half. Mount St. Mary's shot two. And out of the gate, they get to the line on their first two trips. 44-32 Notre Dame. Now Mount did lead this game 14 minutes into it, as the second is good. And the Irish are starting to get it going here. Now on top by 13, they've scored the first, now 7 points of this second half. As around the screen, the Mount runs some offense here. Check that, the first 5 points of the half. Here's Junior Robinson, top of the key. For Alexander, a look for three, no good. Across the iron, and Notre Dame, Gavin the rebound. Here comes Farrell. Farrell guarded here by Robinson, around the screen. Pull up two, good. And a timeout, Mount St. Mary's, as Notre Dame with a 7-0 run to start the second half. And the Irish now in control on top, 47-32. We're going to take a timeout as well. We've got 18:40 to play in this second half. It's once again Notre Dame on top of the Mount, 47-32. As this is Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the Mayhem, 301-447-5700.
Honey, does this cut make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and,
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's. Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
Graphcom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors. And we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com.
All right, welcome back here to Notre Dame. The Irish on top, 47-32. It's Mount Basketball coming out of this media timeout. Or check that, actually. Well, it was a media timeout, but after the Mount called time. And for the Mount, their second called timeout. They have two remaining in the game. Notre Dame closed the first half on a 20-9 run And they scored the first 7 points of the second half. Mount St. Mary's early on was really slowing the game down. Notre Dame had 20 points in the first 14 minutes of this game. But the Irish have sped the game up. They've started forcing turnovers. They've got on the run. They've scored in transition. And they've just had more of a rhythm in their game. And they're on top by 15. As here comes the mound, the freshman Don Carey from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, bringing it up the floor. Here's Junior Robinson. Robinson getting a screen, going to his right. He's going to take a three, but it's short, grazing the iron. Junior just didn't get squared up right there as he kind of was fading a bit to his right. And the ball goes skidding out of bounds. Notre Dame basketball. Now the Mount will pressure man-to-man. Farrell bringing it up the right sideline now. As for Mount St. Mary's, a slow offensive start. Now, they had a slow offensive start in the first half, but they were able to keep Notre Dame off the board. As here's a nice bounce pass down low and a two-handed dunk finish here for Geppin. And Notre Dame's on top, 49-32. The Mount needs to get it going now. Notre Dame scoring the first 9 points of the second half. As here's a pull-up, Junior Robinson jumper off glass, rolled around the entire iron, and it rolled off. And Notre Dame brings it up quickly. Here's Farrell. Junior picks him up at the three-point line. Farrell driving, going with a running shot off glass. No good. And a rebound. Ryan Gomes has it for the Mount. He'll hand it to Carey. Here comes the Mount. Up the left side of the floor. Don Carey looking to drive. His penetration stop. Top of the key. In trouble. And he's fouled. As both Pfluger and Farrell tried to take it away from him. And that is going to be a second foul. It looks like Pfluger. And a check that. Actually, they're going to get it on Farrell, his second. And it's Mount basketball. 18 to shoot as Carroll has it between the circles. Man-to-man here from Notre Dame as Carey looking it over. Gomes gives the screen. Carey's on the drive in the lane. Gets it back out for Junior. Seven to shoot. Robinson well behind the arc to his left. Junior now foul line. Tough pull-up jumper. Back iron. No. Colson knocks it in the air. Alexander saves it. Junior Robinson left wing three. It's short and the rebound knocked. It's on the ground. Whistle. And it's going to be a foul on Notre Dame. I think they're going to get Gibbs on the foul running into Gomes as he tried to secure the loose ball. So Mount St. Mary's will have it from the side. And that is going to be a second team foul on the Irish. 17:07 to play. As the Mount going big, Planudis will check in now for Don Carey. As Planudis looking to inbound, he'll get it to Junior Robinson outside left. Around the screen, Junior driving it, kicks it out. Here's a Jonah Antonio three, and it's two strongs back of the iron. Colson the rebound, and the Mount still looking for their first basket of the second half. Pfluger pump fake drive into the lane, scooping it, no. Offensive rebound, Kevin knocked away, and the Mount's got it. Alexander in his hands, and Junior Robinson jonks it up the right side of the floor. Notre Dame leading by 17. Junior to his left on the outside, finding Alexander. Top of the key, long three, short, and a long rebound. Farrell up to Colson. Colson reverse layup, good. A long rebound and run out for the Irish. Now on top, 51-32, and it's been a long try spell here for Mount St. Mary's. Screens to both sides. Robinson driving it in, laying it up, but short. Junior's having a tough second half. And Notre Dame the other way quickly. Pfluger left side, Farrell. Here's a three, rattling around and going in. And Mount St. Mary's will call timeout again. Boy, Mount St. Mary's had a great start to this game, but it's gone sour in a major way in this second half as Notre Dame has scored the first 14 points of the half, and they now have a commanding 54-32 lead. Fans, Mount Basketball is presented by Warner Service. Warner Service provides plumbing, heating, and air conditioning services. So call Warner Service at 8444-WARNER. That's 8444-WARNER. Or visit Warner Service at www.warnerservice.com. Notre Dame on top, 54-32. And we got 16-10 to play in this contest. You were hoping the Mount was going to be able to come out and have a strong start to this second half. It just has not happened. We're going to take a quick break. as you're listening in here to Mount St. Mary's basketball.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little.
And Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Jamie and Christian, and Mount Mayhem lives here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Notre Dame has outscored the Mount 14-0 in the second half, and with it, the Mount trailing 54-32 in a game that they led with 6 minutes to play in the first half. And you extend it out a bit. The Irish are in the midst of a 34-9 run since Mount St. Mary's held a 23-20 lead in this game. The Mount 0-9 from the floor here in the second half. They've missed all five of their threes. Well, let's hope that they don't get too far down here and that Mount St. Mary's can pick it up and close strong in this game. 16-10 to play in the second half. Coach Christian has already called two timeouts in the half with Mount St. Mary's struggling. Junior Robinson was 5 of 7 in the first half, but he's missed 5 shots in the first 4 minutes of this second half. So it's Alexander, Robinson, Planudis, Antonio, and Gomes on the floor here for Mount St. Mary's. When you play the big boys, you gotta find a way to stem big runs, and Notre Dame has dominated the last 10 minutes of play here. As they look to deny behind the arc, here's Planudis left wing, goes to his right with a dribble. Now Junior Robinson looking to drive it in. Junior, jump pass, finding Planudis, gets a man in the air. Here's a three, good from the left wing. Bobby Planudis getting the first Mount field goal of the second half. His second three of the game, and it's now 54-35. And let's see if the Mount can get it going here. Notre Dame playing catch on the outside, Farrell, and we've got an offensive foul. It's an illegal screen. And I think they're going to get the junior forward Elijah Burns on that foul. Team's third, and for Burns, it is his first. And Mount St. Mary's will come the other way. Robinson against the man-to-man, has it near the top of the key. Junior looking over the defense. Junior backing it up with a dribble, and it looks like the Mount is gonna have to call a different play. 18 to shoot. Gomes giving the screen. Junior goes the other way to his left. Junior stops the drive to Gomes underneath. Reverse layup is good. It's a quick 5-0 run for Mount St. Mary's, and it's 54-37 Notre Dame. As Gibbs against the man-to-man. They get it left wing now quickly for Burns. Colson, top of the key, Gibbs. Around the perimeter it goes. As Pfluger has it 15 to shoot. We're 5 minutes into the second half. Now Colson posting up here, turning, and the shot good. As he goes over Planudis to score, and it's 56-37. Not much the Mount can do when Colson has his back to the bucket from the baseline. Looks like a Notre Dame zone here, extending behind the three-point arc. Planudis outside right, getting it to Junior Robinson, 12 to shoot. On the right wing, here's an Antonio three off the back of the iron. Sky for the rebound. Notre Dame saves it in. And TJ Gibbs, long lead pass, Burns, saving it for Pfluger. On the dribble drive, step back two-pointer, and rattling around it out. Fight for the rebound. It's another rebound for Planudis, who's been all over the glass for the Mount today. Now Robinson on the drive. Hesitation, laying it up. Colson got a fingertip on it. Great help defense. Notre Dame the other way. Farrell inside the arc. Farrell backs it up with 14 minutes to play. Here's Colson, long jump shot and no good off the iron. And Antonio the rebound as Mount St. Mary's, after a long, tough stretch, is starting to find their game again. 56-37, Notre Dame in front. Robinson gets it for Antonio. They're going to run the weave up top. Planudis between the circles. Down for Junior. 10 to shoot. Junior is outside left. Alexander giving a screen. Robinson breaks the double team. Junior looking, throws. Blanus has got it. Right wing. Here's a three. Antonio connects. That was a tough three as the shot clock hit zero. Jonah Antonio knocking it down. That is his second three of the evening. It's now 56 to 40. Notre Dame by 16. They post up Colson on Plenitas again. Colson trying to back him up. Gets it back out to Pfluger. Gives a screen. The Mount switching defensively. Pfluger, they try to repost Colson. Eight to shoot. Antonio fronts him. Here's Farrell, top of the key. Five to shoot. Farrell to his right. Farrell on the drive. Jump pass and putting it up. No good, but what a tip and score. Pfluger with his left hand scoring off of the miss by Burns. Notre Dame getting to the glass on top, 58 to 40. Screen set. Robinson to his left. Still on the outside. 12:36 to play in this game. A game in which the Mount has played very well for long stretches. Robinson top of the key. Looking over the defense. Nothing there. Playing catch with Alexander against the number 14 team in the nation. Seven to shoot. Here's Antonio. Will outside. Long three. And it's good. Jonah Antonio starting to feel it as he dials it up from way downtown. It's 58 to 43. Antonio now 3 of 8 from three-point range in this game. Pfluger left wing. Post touch back to the bucket. Here for Colson into the lane. Jump pass outside right wing. Farrell driving baseline, and he's going to score as he went around Jamie or Junior Robinson. And now Mike Bray will call timeout here for Notre Dame. They're second of the game, and they'll have two remaining following. Our score here from Purcell Pavilion, Notre Dame 60, Mount St. Mary's 43. We take a break. We're back with more. Here, the Mount taking on the Irish under the bright lights here in South Bend. As this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack. With exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Junior Robinson, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball, 930 WFMD.
Our score here from South Bend, Indiana. Notre Dame on top 60 to 43, but the Mount has had a little bit of a run here. They've outscored Notre Dame 11 to 6 after Jamie and Christian's second timeout. Really over the last 4 minutes and change, Notre Dame went on an extended run. They scored the first 14 points of the second half, really to blow this game open after leading by 8 at halftime. And here we are, 11:56 to play in the contest. And Notre Dame still with a healthy lead, but the Mount getting it going again, largely due to the three-point shooting of Jonah Antonio, who has hit three threes tonight. The Mount has nine made. Remember, they made seven threes against Marquette. And for Mount St. Mary's, they've really come in droves here. They missed their first eight threes of the game, and then they got really hot from downtown. As they ended up hitting six of them in the first half, they hit six of their last nine attempts. And then here in the second half, they missed their first five and now have hit three of their last four. It's Mount St. Mary's basketball coming out of this timeout. 11:56 to play in this second half as Greg Alexander's back into the game for the Mount. Gomes will come, give a screen for Robinson. Junior to his right, looking to drive under the basket, into the corner, Craig Alexander a three, no good, across the iron, and Burns, the freshman from Maryland, gets the rebound. Quickly, Notre Dame the other way, driving baseline, under the bucket, Burns throws it out, ball's loose, Farrell recovers, with 20 to shoot, cross-court pass, and now Mooney. He gets into a driving Gibbs, blocked away. The follow, no good there from Burns. And under the basket, he gets it back for a shot clock. Now Burns active here as Notre Dame now plays catch on the outside. Gibbs clears out that side. They want to post up Burns, the junior, facing up here. As a nice job, Plendunas. Burns turning in, and Plendunas fouled him. And Burns is going in to go to the line to shoot two. As Burns really backed him in there. DJ Harvey needs, once again, we were talking about him. I said Burns would have met Harvey earlier, but he's on the floor. Harvey, a young freshman, a player of the year in the state of Maryland last year, coming here to Notre Dame out of DeMatha. And once again, DeMatha is also the home school of head coach here at Notre Dame, Mike Bray. First free throw good, here's the second, and he connects. Notre Dame has been outstanding at the foul line in this game. 17 of 18, they lead 62-43. Robinson around the screen, jump pass, top of the key, long Antonio three. No good, left side of the iron. Gibbs brings it up in a hurry here for the Irish. Gibbs, top of the key, he's on the drive into the lane. Turning, here's a back cut, but he threw it away. Antonio, another steal. He had three of them against Marquette, as here comes Junior. Junior to his left, stops, top of the key. Foul line kick out, Alexander. He drives, foul line, tough fading jumper. Good. Nothing but net. The senior, Greg Alexander, a tough fading two. And it's 62-45. As Farrell around his screen to the backcourt. He's going to pull up with a runner with a right hand. No. Antonio the rebound. Here comes Mount St. Mary's. Junior Robinson up the right sideline. Colson is on the bench here for Notre Dame, and the Mounts taking advantage. Now Colson is getting ready to check back here. On the outside, Alexander between the circles. Gets it to Junior, 12 to shoot, screen set. Junior to his right, swings it for Plenutis. Extra pass, Alexander. Post touch, Gomes. Gomes back outside for Junior. Only 5 to shoot, he's going to make it happen. And it's knocked away, no foul. And shot clock violation. As Notre Dame saved it in, the ball was on the floor. As the shot clock hit zero, you could argue that Notre Dame had possession before that shot clock hit zero when they threw it in. But nevertheless, a turnover, and the Irish have it as Carey comes in and Robinson will take a well-earned respite. As Pfluger gets it into the big man, Colson, who's checked back in for the Irish. And now Gibbs will walk it up the floor. Kind of an electric sophomore guard from Scotch Plains, New Jersey. Gibbs has it left wing. They look down low for Colson, and he's got it. Faces up on Plenutis. Now turning, use that fade away. Good. Hit the front of the iron, bounce high in the air, went home. The soft touch for Bonzi Colson, and it's now 64-45, Notre Dame. Colson's doing whatever he wants tonight. Carey to his right. Carey up top now for Alexander. Plenutis stepping into a three and connecting. The Mount is at double-digit threes, and Bobby Plenutis is at three of them, and it's 64-48. He's being much more aggressive in finding his shot here tonight as Colson guarded by Plenutis. Now for Pfluger up top. The Mount's got a pretty big group out there on the floor with Robinson on the bench. Colson turning to his left on the low block, shot short, rebounded by Antonio. Here comes Mount St. Mary's. 8:45 to play. Carey top of the key. Don Carey looking over the Notre Dame defense, looking to drive, spinning, and he ran into a roadblock there in Mooney. Turnover. Here's Pfluger the other way, going up strong, lays it up and scores with a left hand in transition. 66-48, Notre Dame. As Don Carey goes to the left side, as he tried to take it towards the hoop there. He's got a top of the key. Carey for Alexander, they play catch. Now Don has it on the outside. Here's Antonio, quick look for three, no good, back of the iron. Colson the long rebound, Notre Dame can run. Here's Pfluger over to Colson, and he's gonna score. With a right hand, putting it off glass and in. They rebounded and they ran. And it's 68-48. The Notre Dame lead is back to 20 here inside 8 minutes to play. Junior Robinson and Omar Hobway are getting ready to check back in. Carey going between his legs, picks up the dribble in some trouble, gets it to Gomes, he'll hand it back to Don Carey. Carey looking to drive on Colson, now on top of the key three, it's good. What a nice shot for Don Carey, the freshman, ever so smooth and connecting. It's 68-50, they ruled that a 2 foot on the line. They may look at that one at the upcoming media timeout. As here's the big man Mooney on the outside, Pfluger, left wing getting a screen, going right, pull up long two, no good. Alexander, an aggressive board, and here comes Mount St. Mary, down 68-50, 7:15 to play. Carrying away from a screen, and he gets a foul, body contact there by Mooney, foul on the floor. Notre Dame not yet in the bonus, only the fourth team foul, and it'll be Mount basketball coming out of this media timeout. Notre Dame has a 68-50 lead. We're going to take a break. It's Mount Basketball coming up next, 7:13 to play, as you're listening to Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service, right here on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
Big Cup.
50% more.
Homemade 10.
Only from
Musselman's.
Musselman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey, does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and...
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
This is Chris Ray, and you're listening to the Mayhem, Mount Basketball, 930 WFND.
Well, two programs with great tradition going at it here tonight. Notre Dame on top, 68-50, 7:13 to play in this contest. Notre Dame has played in the NCAA tournament 37 times. That is the ninth most of any school all time. They've reached the Final Four one time in 1978. They have had 12 NCAA trips in their last 17 years, and that is the Mike Bray era. They reached the Elite Eight for the first time in the Bray era in both 2015 and 16. They lost in the second round to West Virginia last year. And of course, for Mount basketball, the Mount has gone to the NCAA tournament now five times. They, though, went to the NCAA tournament 14 times in the Division II ranks, and they won the 1962 Division II National Championship. And they went to the Final Four as well many times. Five Final Fours in Division II basketball under the legendary head coach Jim Phelan. And Coach Phelan back at home in the Emmitsburg area. And there's no doubt he enjoyed the first half of this one. The Mount had a 23-20 lead with 6 minutes to play in the first half, and Notre Dame finished strong. They took an 8-point lead into the break, and then the Irish scored the first 14 second half points to blow up at a 22-point advantage. They now lead by 18. 7:13 to play, Mount basketball. Around the screen, Robinson over to Hobway. Knocked away a block, he gets it back, and he scores. Omar Hobway sticks with it, and it's now 68-52. And the Mount was going to bring some pressure. Farrell around the man-to-man pressure. They do not double-team front court. Farrell looking to drive, lobbing it up, and a one-handed shot, pushing it towards the hoop to score. There was the big man in Gabbett. Now Robinson driving the other way, kicking it out, knocked away Farrell. Carey keeps it alive for the Mount. It's on the ground, Antonio now, and timeout Notre Dame. Gebben was able to tear it away. He was on the floor, the Mount trying to stop him there. But Gebben gets the timeout, 6:39 to play, and it'll be Notre Dame basketball here coming out of this media quick timeout. Fans, you can call as the ticket office is open starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Knott Arena. And a call to get individual game and Mount season tickets to this 2017-18 year of Mount Basketball at Knott Arena. Be a part of the Mount Mayhem. Season tickets go for as low as $65. Get your tickets at 301-447-5700. That number again, 301-447-5700. Mount Basketball at Knott Arena. 13 home games this year. And it starts against York College on November 21st. They're going to unveil the championship banner. So get there early to enjoy Mount Mayhem in person. Notre Dame with the basketball. They're on top 70-52. We got 6.5 minutes to play. Outside left, here's the freshman Harvey. As Harvey now looks, Colson, top of the key, looking to drive. Hands it for Farrell. Takes it baseline over to Gavin. Gavin denied. Shot no good. Planudis, great defense. Howboy, the rebound. Here comes the man. Junior brings it up quickly and slows up at the three-point arc. And he'll back it up near the Notre Dame logo center floor. Against a man-to-man defense from the Irish. Goes to his left around his screen. Stops. And he traveled. He stopped. Took a jump stop to his right. Took an extra step. And with that, a rare Junior Robinson turnover, and it's Notre Dame basketball. The Irish will inbound to Farrell inside 6 minutes to play. Here comes the double team backcourt. He goes cross court to Pfluger. Now down the floor for Colson. Colson with a right-handed dribble inside the arc, bounces it back out to Farrell. Farrell cross court for Pfluger. Right wing pump fake on a three, drives baseline. Whistle, blocking foul, and Farrell will go to the line to shoot two. It's Don Carey picking up the foul for Mount St. Mary's. Coach Christian bringing Jonah Antonio over it, and right there, Antonio got caught in the air trying to deny what he thought would be a shot, but Pfluger got him to fly by, or at least get in the air, and then he was able to drive the baseline and get to the line again, where he's been so good tonight, and he hits the first of two. Pfluger's now 8 of 9 for the charity stripe in this game. He did not have a free throw in the opener against DePaul, as the second is no good, back of the iron, and Pfluger, a foul line violation going after that rebound, and it'll give it to Mount St. Mary's. Notre Dame 71, Mount St. Mary's 52. With 5:39 to play here from South Bend. Late arriving crowd, but a decent crowd here to watch Notre Dame's home opener after they won on the road at DePaul to get it going. Here's Hobway, top of the key three, but it's short, an air ball, and it's going out of bounds. That's one of those shots where Coach Christian, you want Hobway to take that shot. He can make it, no doubt about it. He just short-armed it a bit. And full court pressure as Notre Dame inbounds, and they get it into the big Gebbin. And Gebbin now will get it with a two-handed chest pass to Farrell. Farrell double team front court, cross court for Pfluger. Nicely done, Pfluger's got it. And Notre Dame gets into their set, 20 to shoot. A 19-point lead of the ball as Pfluger with a left-handed dribble near center floor. Over to Farrell, outside left, around a curl now. In the lane, Harvey puts it off glass and in with a right-handed shot. He's got a smoothness, the freshman, about his game. And it's now 73-52, Notre Dame in front. That 14-0 run to start the second half really took them out of this game. They've played Notre Dame even since. Robinson on the drive, going up, blocked away. Gavin sending it out of bounds. That's one of those plays where juniors so often in league play gets down the lane and scores. But a great rim protector for Notre Dame there. 11 to shoot as the Mount will inbound from the baseline. Don Carey looking to trigger the offense, and he'll get it into Hobway. Hobway in the wing, handing for Carey, and they get an illegal screen or illegal pick there on Hobway as he tried to hand it to Carey and was moving in doing so. And it's Notre Dame basketball. And Greg Alexander's going to check in here for the Mount. With 4:40 to play here in this second half. Farrell's gonna walk it up the floor here for the Irish. He dishes now front court to Colson. Colson on the outside, guarded by Alexander. Now the big man, Gavin. Gavin looking for a back cut, gets it to Farrell, and a reverse layup is good. An assist for the big man in Gabbin, a nifty play as they back cut it there. Kind of the old Princeton play there. And now Robinson gets double teamed on the outside. 75-52 Notre Dame. Junior's on the drive again. Wild scoop shot goes. Junior just hoisting it quickly with a right hand off glass and in. And it's 75-54. What a great move by Robinson, who's the quickest player on the floor tonight. Farrell looking to drive towards the baseline to his right. Outside Colson, open for three, good. He does a little bit of it all. And it's 78-54 Notre Dame. 3:38 to play. Bonzi Colson, who's up for the Player of the Year award, you would think when it's all said and done, has 27 here tonight. As Don Carey going to his right. Carey down for Planudis. Around the perimeter it goes. Now Junior Robinson finding Carey. They play catch on the outside. Nine to shoot. Carey to his right. Still on the outside. Here's Planudis. Hand in his face. Three is short. Pfluger getting the rebound. And here comes Notre Dame. Farrell was tripped up. And boy, he took kind of a crashing spill to the ground. And we'll have to see. Foul is on Carey. And it's going to be for Don. I believe his now third foul of this game. Media timeout, final of the evening. We got 3:10 to play. Notre Dame is on top, 78-54. They'll have the ball side out when we return. As you're listening to Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service, right here on 930 WFMD.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors, and we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
This is Greg Alexander, and we're looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Mount St. Mary's playing the number 14 team in the land tonight. And they trail Notre Dame 78-54. The Mount led, though, 14 minutes into this game. But unfortunately, the Irish have been a little bit too strong here late in this one. Fans, hi, we're GraphCom, and it's nice to meet you. We want thousands of others to meet you as well. Together, we'll discover marketing solutions to help your audience discover you. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 1-800-669-1664 to learn more. Mount St. Mary's will have the basketball, or check that, excuse me. It's Notre Dame basketball after the Don Carey foul. It was a six-team foul on the mound. Notre Dame's Nicola Joko has checked in for a first time today as they find Harvey around his screen, and he hits a mid-range jumper from about 17 feet from straight away. And it's 80-54 Notre Dame as Carey around his screen. Back out for Junior Robinson. Junior to his left, still on the outside. Robinson backs it out as Junior looking to drive, going to his left. Now finds Planudis straight away, pump fake. He drives into the line, hands off for a hot way. Fouled, and Omar will go to the line to shoot two. Boy, good basketball right there for the Mount as Planudis got a man in the air to gain an advantage, drove it into the heart of the defense, and dished it over to Hopway. Now here is Omar at the line. Free throw, no good. Rattling around and falling off. These are the first two free throws of the collegiate career for Hobway. He scored more than 1,100 points and a prolific high school career at St. James High in Hagerstown, Maryland. As he hits the second, full court pressure for the Mat. They do not double team man to man. They pressure the basketball. As bringing it up here is Jogo for the Irish. Outside right now for Harvey. And they swing at the Jogo. Post touch. It is Burns back to the bucket against Hobway. Into the lane, right-handed hook. Good. Over Hobway. A nice job by Burns. It's 82-55 Notre Dame. As Junior Robinson has it right one on the right sideline. Drives to the free throw line. Kick out. Planute is three. It was on target but strong. And a rebound, DJ Harvey. Harvey swinging it for Jogo. Now back to the bucket, John Mooney, a sophomore, turning it in, getting into prime position, backing up Planudis and scoring. And Notre Dame on a bit of a run again, 84-55 they lead. As we tick down inside 2 minutes to play. Robinson straight away, looking to drive, going up, jump pass Planudis, outside carry, a three, and it rattles off the iron and hit the rim about four or five times. That did everything but go home. As here's T.J. Gibbs looking to drive, slashing in, but the layup short. Hobway the rebound, 90 seconds remain. Here comes Junior Robinson. Robinson to his right. He's looking to drive it in again. Gets it back out. Planudis on the baseline. Inside, laying it up and in. An aggressive drive. Bobby Planudis getting to the rack with a left hand. Boy, Bobby's had a really nice evening for Mount St. Mary's today. And it's 84-57. Mooney outside right. On the wing, looking to drive it on Planudis, and across the iron, he finishes with a left hand. Boy, Mooney's looked good here of late. 86-57 the score, as we've now got 55 seconds left. Carey looking to drive, straight away, spinning in the lane, kick out. Hobway, open three, good! And a Omar Hobway timeout, and Mike Bray will call time, but it's going to be a rolling timeout. As they get the walk-ons in, Matt Gregory, number 21, Liam Nelligan, number 25, have both come into the game, and the crowd is enjoying it. 86-60, Notre Dame. Mount St. Mary's will go into their bench. Ace Stallings is in for a first time today, and so is Brandon Leftwich here for Mount St. Mary's. And Junior has come out here for the mound as Gregory inbounds it here to the freshman Harvey, and Notre Dame brings it up. 17 second difference, shot clock, game clock. Mooney outside right for Joko. Now Harvey driving to his left, pull up from the baseline, and good, rattling a bounce in the air and going home. A smooth jump shot from a good looking freshman, DJ Harvey. Notre Dame's on top, 88-60. Shot clock nearly off. Here's Brandon Leftwich on the drive, and he was fouled. Not getting the bonus. That was the sixth team foul. It'll be Mount St. Mary's basketball side out. Leftwich wasted no time to show his outstanding speed with the basketball. As Don Carey will inbound for the baseline, 22 seconds left. He gets it into Hobway on the right wing. Around a stalling screen to his left. Foot on the line, long two. Carey connects on a long jump shot. 88-62 to score. Notre Dame does not have to take a shot. Shot clock off as they play catch. Gregory front court left. They're going to dribble it out in the hands of Jogo. Inside 5 seconds to play, and this one is now over. Notre Dame with an outstanding 14-0 run to start the second half, and it opens up what was a very close contest that saw the Mountain leading throughout the early stages of this one. Our final score today, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish 88 and Mount St. Mary's 62. We're going to take a break, and we're back with more. Our post-game show, we'll have a look at final stats. We'll take a look at what is going on all around the Northeast Conference, and we'll get you ready for Mount St. Mary's next game upcoming, and that will be in just 2 nights' time at the Capital One Arena against Georgetown. But till then, once again, it's our final here from Notre Dame. The Irish win it 88-62. They've got nothing to hang their head about here tonight. As you've been listening to Mount Basketball, our post-game show next, as this is Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little.
And Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
There is something about the people here, an ethic of hard work and community. So when Local Brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Jonah Antonio, and you're listening to The Mayhem, Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
And it was getting pretty exciting here for Mount St. Mary's with about 6 minutes to play in the first half. When the Mount was on top 23-20, but Notre Dame finished strong with a 20-9 run to end the first half. And then the Irish, they kept it rolling, and they scored the first 14 points of the second half. And with that, Notre Dame was out to a big advantage, and they defeat Mount St. Mary's tonight, 88-62, here from Purcell Pavilion in what was their home debut of this 2017-18 campaign. And Notre Dame in the first half, they did not dominate in the paint as they did in the second half. They end up outscoring them at 44-18 in the paint. Mount St. Mary's hit 11 threes in this game. They really dialed it up from downtown. 11 of their 24 field goals made were threes. The Mount shot 39% of the game. They were 11 of 35 from three-point range, 3 of 4 from the foul line. Junior Robinson, the leading scorer. He had 14 points and 2 assists in this contest on 6 of 15 shooting. Bobby Planudas had a big night. 11 points, 7 rebounds. He had 3 threes in the game. Big on the defensive boards for the Mount. Jonah Antonio was 3 of 10 from 3. He scored 9. 8 for Omar Hoboy, who really came on in the second half. He had 5 rebounds as well. Greg Alexander had 7 points and 4 boards in the contest. Ryan Gomes played well, 6 points, 5 rebounds. And Ace Stallings and Brandon Lefwich got in very late, but did not score in this game. For Notre Dame, Bonzi Colson, the star, 27 points and 11 rebounds. Rex Pfluger had a double-double as well, 13 points and 10 boards. Matt Farrell had 13 as well for the Irish on 5 of 15 shooting the senior point guard. They got 9 each from the big man Kevin and the guard Gibbs. They got 7 from junior forward Elijah Burns. They got 6 from DeMathis DJ Harvey. And they got 4 from John Mooney, a big man who finished the game very strong in this one. Notre Dame on the night shoots 52% from the floor. They scored 48 second half points after scoring 20 points in the final 6 minutes of the first half. So the Irish really got their outstanding offense rolling, and it was too much for Mount St. Mary's to handle. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll return with more here from Purcell Pavilion. We'll have a look at other scores around the Northeast Conference, and we'll get you ready for what is Mount St. Mary's next game and our next broadcast here on WFMD. And it's coming up on Wednesday night, as just 2 nights from tonight, the Mount will take on the Georgetown Hoyas. It'll be an internet-only broadcast, so you got to join us on WFMD.com. But we'll tell you all about that one upcoming right after this. Once again, our final score tonight, Notre Dame 88, Mount St. Mary 62. And we've got more for you. Our Mount postgame show presented by Warner Service will continue when we return on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
Honey, does this cut make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and,
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's. Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors. And we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
This is Don Carey, and we are looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
One last time here tonight from Purcell Pavilion, where Mount St. Mary's falls to Notre Dame. Our final score, 88-62. Let's take a look around other scores around the Northeast Conference here tonight. LIU Brooklyn was at Fordham. They're still playing. They've got about a minute left in that game, and it looks like the Rams of Fordham are going to win it. LIU scored nearly 100 points in a loss to Tulane in their opener. They're supposed to be a team near the top of the ranks in the Northeast Conference this year. So that's a team to watch out for Mount St. Mary's. They'll be battling with LIU. Remember, the Mountain and LIU were 1-2 in the regular season last year in the NEC. But right now, Fordham is on top, 75-65. And three other games that are about to start. Wagner is playing at Missouri tonight. That is a 9 o'clock start time for that one. It is Robert Morris all the way out west at Grand Canyon tonight. Also a 9 o'clock start. And St. Francis of Pennsylvania, who are the favorites in the NEC, they are at San Francisco. That'll be a fun score to follow. 10 o'clock, that start time there, as Wagner's 1-0. They beat NJIT on the road in their first game. Robert Morris and St. Francis are both at 0-1. Robert Morris' loss was to Ohio State in their first game. Now they're on the road at Grand Canyon. Now our next broadcast of Mount Basketball is going to be internet only, as that'll be on Wednesday night, as the Mount will take on the Georgetown Hoyas for a second time in the coaching tenure of Jamie and Christian. It'll be a 6:40 airtime for a 7 o'clock jump there from the formerly known Verizon Center, Capital One Center. And they're in downtown D.C., in Chinatown. If you can't make it out, we hope to see you. There's going to be a big Mount presence there as the Mount takes on Georgetown and their brand-new head coach, Hoyas legend in Patrick Ewing. The Hoyas are 1-0 on the year. They got a win against Jacksonville University on Saturday afternoon. So that's coming up at 7 o'clock for Mount St. Mary's. And one other note, you can still get individual and Mount season tickets for this upcoming year of Mount Basketball at Knott Arena. Be a part of the mayhem. Season tickets go for as low as 65 $8 for the 13 games. You can get those tickets. The box office opens tomorrow at 10 a.m. So get those tickets. Phone number 301-447-5700. Once again, 301-447-5700. So that's going to do it for us here tonight. We thank you for joining us from Purcell Pavilion here on the campus of Notre Dame. The Mount, starting with a loss at Marquette here tonight. They got way behind early against Marquette tonight. That was not the case against the Irish, as the Mount held a 23-20 lead with 6 minutes to play in the first half. But the Irish closed strong in the first half, outscoring the Mount 20-9. They led by 8 at the break, and Notre Dame then scored 14 in a row coming out of halftime, and the Irish end up winning this game by a final score of 88-62. We'll see you from downtown Washington, D.C. in just 2 days' time, but that's going to do it for us. My name is Adam Pohl. Once again, our final tonight, Notre Dame 88 and the Mount 62. And you all heard it right here, as this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Have a great night, everyone.
Mount Basketball was brought to you by Grafcom, Frederick Keys Baseball, Utz Quality Foods, Emmitsburg Glass, Musselman's, and Littlemore Real Estate. Thank you for listening to Mount St. Mary's Basketball on 930 WFMD.